Today's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15.
今天的经文是马太福音第6章5至15节。
The worship leaders will read this passage first in English and then in Chinese.
我们会领的，我们会读英文，接着读中文。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 5. And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites. For they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. Pray then like this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
马太福音第6章5至15节。 你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。你们祷告，不可像那外邦人用重复。 话当重复话他们以为话多了必蒙垂听，他们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。所以你们祈祷要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人的名尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。 免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全属你的，直到永远。阿门。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯；你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们的神的话必永远立定。This
morning we warmly welcome Reverend Wei Ho to bring us today's message titled The One Who Hears Our Prayers.
今日有Wei Ho牧师来我们正道，他们是聆听我们祷告的那一位。
Good morning, Grace Church.
大家早晨。
It's so good to be back with you.
好高兴再一次翻嚟。
I preach at a lot of churches one time.
咁我好多喺教会唔同教会有讲到。
Doesn't always mean there's a second time.
咁呢个系第二次咁样。
So thank you.
好多谢大家去邀请我翻嚟。
If we haven't met, my name is Wei Ho.
如果我哋未见过之前咧，我个名叫Wei Ho。
I serve the college students here in Manhattan and Midtown.
我咧喺個曼哈頓嘅大學嘅服務當中。
It's been a blessing to have some of your daughters, the daughters of the church, part of my ministry this semester.
咪都係有好多嘅喺個大學當中有好多嘅學生去侍奉。
In so many ways, I've been thinking about you and praying for you as well as them.
我都係咧為到你哋，或者為到啲大學生去祈禱。
And so this semester, we've been going through the Sermon on the Mount.
我们今次都是会继续去讲这个登山宝训。
And today, we're going to look at the Lord's Prayer, how Jesus taught his disciples how to pray.
我们会去看这个主祷文，就是耶稣他怎么去教导他的门徒怎么去祈祷。
And in the same way, may the Lord teach us how to pray and seek him today.
也同样的，今天的早上，让神都是教导我们怎么去祈祷。
So let's pray together one more time and ask for his help.
让我们一起低头祈祷。
Our Father in heaven,
我们天父，天父，
we thank you that you love us.
我们多谢你去爱我们。
We thank you that you gave us life and breath.
你给我们有一个气息，给我们有一个喂养。
We are yours.
我们是属于你。
You made us.
你是创造我们。
So Lord, teach us today how to have a relationship with you.
又教导我们怎么去同你有一个关系。
Teach us how to pray.
教导我们怎么去祈祷。
But even more importantly,
就是最重要的是，
show us who you are.
让我们看到你是哪一位。
That we would know the one who we have been made to have a relationship with.
让我们知道我们是被创造，我们是同你有一个关系。
And may that relationship influence all of the relationships in our lives.
让我们同你的关系的当中，去影响我们同人与人之间的关系。
We ask for the help of your Holy Spirit now.
我们求你的圣灵去帮助我们。
Would you show us your Son Jesus?
让你彰显耶稣基督。
Would you help us to hear his word?
让我们帮助我们去明白你的话语。
It is in none other than his name that we pray.
让我们这样祈祷是奉着他的名。
Amen.
祈祷，阿门。
I want to start with a question because I want us to think.
我们去开始之前，我想问一个大家的问题，我想大家去思想。
And it's a question that's asked by many philosophers, leaders, thinkers, scholars, and on.
这个问题很多的哲学家、领袖或者思想家，他都是这样问。
What is the measure of a man?
一个人的价值是怎样去衡量的呢？
What is one's value?
一个人的价值在哪里呢？
One's worth?
或者是值得，一个人的价值值什么呢？
How do you measure that? What criteria do you use?
是用什么标准去衡量人的价值？怎么去衡度呢？
Is it by money and wealth?
我们衡量人的价值是不是靠用多少钱呢？
Is it by one's earning potential?
是不是一个人去能够赚多少钱呢？
Or is it by popularity?
是不是说那个人有几受欢迎？
Is it what people say about you?
是不是说人家怎么去讲你呢？
Is it your likes, views, and followers on social media?
是不是你在社交的媒体当中有多少人去给你的赞呢？
Is our worth found in our achievements?
是不是说一个人有多少个成功？
Our resume?
或者是我们的履历？
Or is it found in relationships?
或者是不是说我们关系当人际关系？
Our friends and family and our children?
我们的价值是不是在于说我们的有多少个小孩，或者有哪个小孩呢？
And how many children?
有多少个？
How successful your children are?
有多少个小孩是有成功的？
Or maybe it's the obstacles one has overcome.
或者说我们的人生，我们的标准是不是在于我们能够去冲破我们 的问题呢？
Important American pastor and leader Dr. Martin Luther King once said,
在一个 Dr. Luther King 的讲过当中，
The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy.
我一个人嘅点样衡量嗰个人嘅最终嘅标准，唔系在于佢喺舒适或者佢喺一个便利嘅方便点样去立场。一个人嘅标准系应该在于佢系唔能够喺一个困难当中，一个争战当中能够站立。
I think that's a good quote.
一个很好的字句。
So I'm asking this question again. What is a measure of a person, of a man?
所以我们问一个问题，就是说，一个人的价值是怎样去衡量呢？
It's really like asking the question again. Who am I?
而再一次都好像问一个问题，就是说，究竟我是哪一位呢？
What am I made of?
我是用什么？我从什么构成的呢？
College students ask themselves now, they're contemplating their future while in college.
大学生可能会问他们自己，就说我的将来，我的未来是怎样的呢？
Young married couples ask themselves this as they try to have children and plan a family.
年輕的夫婦問，我第時生細路仔會點樣呢？
Parents ask themselves this when their children go off to college and leave the house.
或者這個父母，他們的小孩大了，他們的小孩要離開他們的家庭了。
Maybe those of us that are older ask ourselves that when we see our loved ones pass away one by one, and it's only us left.
或者說已經年長了，見到小孩已經走了，離開家了，或者自己都老了，有人問自己，我是誰呢，究竟？
Here's a criteria maybe you haven't thought of before.
這些問題可能你沒有想過。
Here's a quote by a late pastor named Robert Murray McShane.
有一個牧師叫Robert Murray McShane講過。
He's a famous pastor from Scotland.
他是一個蘇格蘭很出名的牧師。
So famous that we talk about him today even though he died at age 29.
他是一個很出名的牧師，但是他只是29歲就已經過身了。
He once said this,
他曾經說過,
what a man is on his knees before God,
他說一個人跪在神面前,
that he is and nothing more.
他說在那個情況就說他一無所有。
What a man is on his knees before God,
就說一個人在神面前跪下,
that he is and nothing more.
就說他是一無所有的在神面前。
What do you think of that?
你聽過這句話怎樣去了解呢?
We're talking about measuring a person away from the public eye.
講就話一個人點樣去衡量一個人嘅價值，就係話唔好喺人面前點樣去衡度。
So no one else knows or sees.
就話冇人夠去見到。
There is nothing to post about online.
冇嘢係擺上網上俾人知道。
There is no personal resume to submit.
冇一個人生嘅履歷俾人見到。
Just a finite person before the maker of the universe.
就說只是在神面前被神見到他真正的面目。
Alone in the posture of prayer.
就說跪在神的面前。
If there is anyone that is to know everything about you and see you through and through, it is him.
若然有一個人能夠去完全徹底去了解你的時候，那個人就是神。
He knows your comings and goings, he's known your entire life.
知道你所有的事情，你去何從。
And he looks at you as you talk to him.
他看著你，好像你跟他有說話。
I think this is what Robert Murray McShane was getting at.
這就是牧師Robert他所說的說話，就是這個意思。
That the truest picture of what makes a person,
就說一個人，什麼叫真正的人的，怎樣的呢？
Of one's true character,
一個人真正的，他的位格是怎樣的呢？
Is when you are alone with God,
一個人的真正的性格，他的位格就是他跟神有自己的時間的時候。
And what kind of relationship you have with him?
就說你跟神當中有什麼關係呢？
And we get a measure of that in our prayers to him.
就說我怎樣去衡量衡度這個關係，就透過這個祈禱。
Another pastor had said similarly.
另一個牧師都是說同樣差不多的說話。
This is the Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones.
這個是Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones。
He said, I think that the highest picture that you can ever have of a man is to look at him on his knees waiting upon God.
他說你去看一個人怎樣去最終的去能夠去屈服的，就是說他一個人他是跪在神的面前。
That is the highest achievement of man.
一個人是這個形狀，就是一個人最高的成就。
It is his noblest activity.
是一個很崇高的形象。
Man is never greater than when he is there in communion and contact with God.
就說一個人跟神有一個關係，這是一個最偉大的關係。
Have we ever thought of achievement in this way before?
我們有沒有這樣想過我們跟神的關係呢？
That the measure of you is not what you have done or said.
我人的標準，我們衡量，不是說我們能夠做些什麼。
Or what even others say about you.
沒有人去說你些什麼。
Or as virtuous as it is, how many times you get back up when you get knocked down.
不是說人家說你跌倒了，你能夠站得起，能夠站得起。
But the measure of a man is what the God of the universe sees and measures in you.
一個人的價值是在於在神的面前是你的價值。
I think there is nothing that can bring someone more peace when the storms are raging.
譬如說有風浪之後，這個平浪就是一個給你很好的平安。
More freedom.
俾到你有好多嘅自由。
More a sense of being alive.
俾到有一个嘅生命感。
More contentment.
俾到你有个满足。
More of a sense of being loved by someone.
俾到觉得你被人去爱。
More of a sense of being whole and in touch with oneself and the world.
俾到觉得有一个好完全嘅感觉。
The knowing and meeting with God.
就话我哋如果人有同神有咁嘅关系，你就能够得到。
Not as his enemy, but as his son and daughter.
就话唔系一个同神嘅关系当中，唔系一个系敌人嘅关系，而一个父同子嘅关系。
And so if we want that, we need to learn how to pray.
若然有咁嘅关系嘅时候，我哋需要学习点样去祈祷。
As we learn, we need to pray.
我哋需要去祈祷。
And to do so often.
我哋需要去不断嘅去祈祷。
But here's a problem I imagine all of us share.
但係我哋好多人，大家嘅都有同一個問題
，which is that we are unsatisfied with our prayer life。
但我哋唔能夠去滿足呢個祈禱嘅生命。
And what I want to do today is tell you how your prayer life starts with God。
我就想話俾大家就話點樣我哋有一個一齊能夠開始有一個祈禱嘅生命。
There are a lot of helpful things。
有好多嘅好多方法可以幫助我哋。
Schedules, prayer guides, devotionals, prayer meetings.
我哋有譬如话有时间表，我哋可以有一个祈祷嘅指南，或者有灵修，或者教会都会有一个祈祷会。
Those are all good and helpful things.
呢啲系好好嘅，能够帮助我点样去祈祷。
But what I want to focus on this morning.
但今天早上嘅，我想同你关注嘅系睇到乜嘢咧
？Is actually that prayer starts by thinking of God Himself.
就系首先我哋首先要学嘅就话，我哋首先要学。怎么去看到神
We need to know the one that we are speaking to.
我需要去认识这个神，因为我们是跟他有这个说话。
The one who hears our prayers.
因为这个位是我们跟他有说话，有听我们的祷告。
And so as we look at how Jesus taught his disciples to pray on the mountainside.
我看到就说这个耶稣他在个登山部分当中，怎么去教导他的门徒去这个祈祷。
I want us to take note of three things.
我想大家有看到三样的东西。
The one who hears our prayers.
就听我哋祷告嘅嗰一位。
The one who teaches us to pray.
就教导我哋点样去祈祷嘅嗰一位。
And the one who actually prays for us.
唔系系实际嘅，系为我哋祈祷嘅嗰一位。
Repeat that one more time. The one who hears our prayers.
第一个就系话，我哋去睇就话，我哋听我哋祷告嘅嗰一位。
The one who teaches us how to pray.
边一个系教导我哋去祈祷嘅
？But the one who actually prays for us.
实际嘅为我哋祈祷嘅系边一位？
So the one who hears our prayers. Let's look at this text again.
我再第一次睇睇啦，就话究竟听我哋祷告系边一位
？It comes in a section of the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus is flipping the values of the entire world upside down.
就喺登山宝训当中，耶稣点样去讲呢个世界点样去完全嘅去反转
？The values of His kingdom are different than this world's.
神天国嘅价值观同世地上嘅价值观系完全唔同。
Right before this, in Matthew 6, in the previous passage,
之前嘅马太福音第六章之前嘅，佢边讲到
，He taught his people not to do things to be seen by other people.
佢教导人就话唔好做一啲嘅嘢，因为人哋能够见到
，But for your Father in heaven to see.
你做好嘅事，因为神系见到。
And here with prayer, he says the same.
而佢嘅祈祷都系一样咁讲。
He says, "Don't be like the hypocrites. They love to pray out loud for." People to see how holy they are.
就话唔好像呢啲嘅呢个嘅假冒为善嘅人，佢中意咧喺会众前面去祷告俾人见到。
If you do this, you got your reward already.
如果你能够祈祷嘅
，What reward do we want? The praise of men or the praise of God?
你去祈祷嘅时候，你想系得到人嘅称赞，俾神嘅称赞咧
？If it's the praise of God, then close your door.Pray in secret, and the Lord who hears you will reward you.
就话若然你想系被神称赞嘅时候，你关上门，你喺屋内边当中，你去祈祷，神会听到，神会去赞美。
And then he continues and says, "Don't be like the Gentiles."
都话嘅，唔好像呢啲嘅外邦人一样。
These are people in that time who believed in idols and other gods other than the one true God.
啲外邦人就系话佢哋去相信一啲嘅偶像。
They think that you have to say over and over the same words to summon their gods.
就话嗰啲外邦人去祈祷就话一段嘅讲重复嘅话。
some kind of enchantment or formula.
可能你要講一啲好似講到好似啲咒語咯，或者話一啲好工程式嘅祈禱。
You repeat it enough, and then God, you think God will reward you.
會講一次嘅，一篇嘅咁樣講，希望神會去聽到。
Our God isn't like that.
但我哋嘅神唔係咁樣。
He is not stupid.
佢唔係蠢。
He cannot be controlled.
佢唔能夠被控制。
We cannot earn an audience with him because of our many words.
我哋唔能够去得到神嘅奖赏，因为我哋讲同一篇嘅说话。
Now we today, you may not believe in the money god.
啊，你唔会去相信，譬如话我哋而家唔会相信一啲钱银嘅神。
The health god.
或者一啲俾我有我哋健康嘅神。
The sun god.
或者俾我哋有生育嘅神。
The water god, the fertility god.
啊，俾一啲太阳神或者水神一样当中。
But we can be guilty of the same things, can't we?
但我哋好多时都系同一个错误。
Practicing our religion and prayer in such a way to be seen, so people think well of us.
我哋可能会有时去做一啲嘢，俾人哋见到，俾人哋喺度赞赏。
We want the praise of people.
我想人哋得到俾人见到，我哋得到呢个赞赏。
We want their approval, their acceptance, their attention, and their applause.
我想俾人哋见到，所以人哋得到呢个赞许，得到人哋嘅应许。
We too may be guilty of thinking that God must answer us for all the good things we do and all the prayers that we say.
我哋會有時有個錯誤去了解，就話啊，我哋講啲所有嘅嘢，神一定會答允。
Jesus says, "Don't pray like the Gentiles and hypocrites."
但神話唔好好似呢啲嘅外邦人或者呢啲嘅虛假冒為善嘅人咁樣祈禱。
That's the wrong focus.
呢個係一個錯誤嘅祈禱嘅焦點。
Do you know what these two have in common?
他们这些外邦人有什么这些他们祈祷虚无假冒人性的人他们祈祷的焦点有什么错呢
The focus is on us.
他们的焦点是在于他们自己
Not on God.
不是在神当中
We think that it's our effort, our reputation, our repetition, our words that makes our prayers effective.
这外邦人的就说假冒人性的人就说他们用很多重复的说话或者一些讲的说话希望人家希望神能够 去得到赞赏。
We want people to see us and not God.
他希望人去见到他们得到赞赏，不是逼到神去见到。
Jesus saying, "Don't focus your prayers on yourself. Focus on God."
神话讲，耶稣教他们就话，让我们不要祈祷去关注我们自己，将个注目关于在神的当中。
The one who hears our prayers and answers them.
那位神就是说他会听我们祷告，会答应我们祷告。
So when we pray to the audience of one who truly sees and hears us.
所以我们祈祷的时候是对着一位是真正会听到我们祷告的那位。
We pray to the one who knows who we are.
我们去看着祷告的那位是知道我们是哪一位。
Who knows our needs.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows our weaknesses and our struggles.
知道我们的软弱，知道我们的挣扎。
He knows the plans that he has for us.
他知道我们给予我们的计划。
And he knows our future.
他都知道我们的未来。
Well, you might say then, if he knows already, then why do I have to pray?
那你会可能会问，若然他神什么都知道了，那我做什么要去祈祷呢？
That would seem wasteful if this was about submitting a request for like tech support.
是不是好像很浪费时间，好像说我们呢电脑有问题了，我们要找电脑的专门人员去搞定这些问题。
But God is not our spiritual IT guy.
但神不是一个是我们属灵上的电脑这个技术员。
He is our heavenly father.
神是我们的天父。
He is the one we were made for and long for to be in relationship with.
他是一个创造的主，是我们属于我们要去敬拜的主。
And so here in prayer is an opportunity to fellowship with him.
所以我们跟他祈祷的时候是一个机会跟神有一个交通。
So number one,to think of who that we're praying to when we pray, the one who hears our prayers.
所以我们祈祷的时候，我们同这位祈祷的神，就是他是会听我们祷告的神。
Second, the one who teaches us how to pray.
而第二个就是说，他教导我们怎样去祈祷。
When we think of praying, what are we praying for?
而当我们祈祷的时候，我们究竟是为了什么而祈祷呢？
What is our focus in our prayers when we pray?
我们要祈祷的注目是祈祷的是什么呢？
Let's look again what Jesus says in the Lord's Prayer.
用我们再去看这个的圣经，耶稣基督是怎么说。
I'm just going to read again for us from verses 9 to 13.
我们再去看这个第9至13节。
Pray then like this, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
耶稣基督去教门徒怎样祷告，就说：所以你们祷告要这样说。 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿门。
Some scholars break this down to six petitions.
有些專家會講，這是六個祈禱的事項。
Three that are Godward and focus on God, and three upon ourselves.
就話三樣嘅係注目於喺神，而三個焦點係注目於喺人。
Let's go through them together.
讓我一齊去睇。
The first is said, "Hallowed be your name, may God's name be honored."
佢講就話願人尊你的名為聖。
Lord, may your kingdom come.
我話願你的國降臨。
Your will be done.
願你的旨意行在地上。
And the second half, Lord, give us what we need, our daily bread.
第二部分啦，就話我們日用嘅飲食，今日賜給我們。
Forgive us our debts.
去免我們的債。
And deliver us from evil.
最後嘅就話去救我哋脱離凶惡。
And so firstly, we said, our focus is on the hearer who hears us, God the Father.
就我哋嘅焦点就系焦点喺个呢个天父嘅当中。
But here, what are the things that we are to pray about? Jesus tells us.
耶稣基督去教我哋，究竟我哋祈祷啲乜嘢咧？
The one who teaches this to us, the one that applies the words of Jesus into our lives, is the Holy Spirit.
而教导我哋祈祷嘅嗰一位就系呢个圣灵。
He takes the words of Christ and teaches them to us. The Apostle Paul in Romans 8:26 says this.
在罗马书第八章二十六节，保罗讲到，
Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
讲到我们嘅软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
The things that we would care about.
我哋关心嘅事。
The things that are of the highest priority.
喺我哋觉得系好重要嘅事嘅当中。
It is the Spirit who convicts us of our sin and teaches us how to pray.
是圣灵告诉我们人的罪，让我们教导我们怎样去祈祷。
And this comes through His work and the Word of God.
是圣灵亲自的，在灵的当中去教导我们神的说话。
And so when we share our prayer requests to one another in the church,
所以我们在教会当中互相去祈祷的时候，
do we confess our sins?
我们有没有去认罪呢？
Do we ask for God to help us to glorify His name?
我们有没有祈祷，我们求神给我们力量去荣耀神呢？
Do you ask for the power of love to forgive people that hurt you?
我们有没有求神给我们力量去饶恕得罪我们的人呢？
Do you ask for a way out of temptation?
我们有没有祈祷，求神给我们脱离这个诱惑呢？
Or do we never pray for anything else other than our grades or our job and our health?
或者我只是祈祷，希望神给我们有个好好的成绩。Now,
those things are real and important.
是，那些是很重要在我们生命当中。
And God knows that.
神是都知道的。
But have you asked the Spirit to teach you to pray like Jesus teaches us here?
但我们没有祈祷，是求神，求圣灵帮助我们怎么祈祷，好像当中里面怎么祈祷。
Do we spend time reading His Word?
我们没有用时间去看圣经。
So we know what to pray for and what His will is.
我们看到，用我们从圣经当中看到祂的旨意，看到怎么去祈祷。
And if I would just add one more thing that's been always so good to me.
再加一样东西，就是说有一样东西我认识的，是很重要的，觉得。
And that is to respond to every prompting of the Spirit to pray.
就我们要去回应这个圣灵，去教导我们去祈祷。
And you might ask, how do I know the Spirit is prompting me to pray?
我怎么知道圣灵叫我去祈祷呢？
You might not always know,
你有时可能未必知,
but if it leads you into godly action and dependence on God in prayer,
我们能够去人家有一个很属灵的行动，是在于我们有没有很属灵的祈祷。
It's very likely the Holy Spirit and not our own flesh.
就说在这个圣灵其实在当中是去驱使我们去教导我们。
Listen to what Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones says about this. It's a longer quote. He said, always respond to every impulse to pray. I would make an absolute law of this. Always obey such an impulse. Where does it come from? It is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is part of the meaning of work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and do of his good pleasure, which is Philippians 2.
就是我们很多时候很战兢去做我们能够得救功夫，其实很多时候是因为神在我们心中里面的工作，圣灵帮助我们。
So never resist, never postpone it, never push it aside because you are busy.
所以我们要去祈祷的时候，不要觉得我们很繁忙，我们很麻烦，要去推我们去做的。
Give yourself to it, yield to it.
让我们去屈膝，让我们去祈祷。
Such a call to prayer must never be regarded as a distraction. Always respond to it immediately and thank God if it happens to you frequently. So far we've said it is the Father who hears our prayers. It is the Spirit who teaches us how to pray, or these words of Christ here. But by what right do we come to him and ask great things of him? Have you ever thought of that before? Maybe we don't think of that because we're not so nonchalant. Maybe we're spirits feel entitled. I want you to think about this with me. The words that Jesus has used to describe, to say our Father in his prayer, it was rarely said this way in the Old Testament.
其实当你看这个圣经的时候，耶稣基督说我们的父，其实在旧约当中是很少你会看到。
The Old Testament prophets understood that God was the Father of Israel.
在旧约当中，先知是理解这个神是以色列人的父。
They spoke of his fatherly nature.
讲到神这个有父的性格。
But never quite as intimate and close as Jesus says here when he says, our Father.
在旧约当中，这个人和神的关系，这个关系不太像耶稣基督所讲的这个这么亲密人和神的关系。
The same way a little child, a little boy or girl would refer to his father as my father.
就好像我听到这个小朋友会叫他自己的父亲阿爸阿爸。
And your earthly father, as soon as you said dad or father, would turn his face towards you.
这个地上的父，当他听到他自己的小孩叫他阿爸的时候，这个阿爸会立刻拧转面去找他的小孩。
Because no one else calls him that.
因为没有人会听到这样叫他。
Not his co-workers, not his boss.
譬如说你的同事或者你的老细叫你，你不会这样去听到。
No one knows him in that way to call him that.
你会觉得没有人会好像你小孩怎样去叫你阿爸一样。
And to know that he would turn his face to you.
而小孩知道当他叫阿爸的时候，他的亲生父亲会面向去见他。
We are coming to a king, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我们面对着这个王之王，这个万王之王，万君之君。
In the old days, you couldn't address the king that way.
我们在旧的年代当中的时候，你不可以这样跟一个国王去说。
Even today is the same.
同样也是一样。
Just like if you just ran up to the president of this country,
譬如说你突然间去找这个美国总统，
the Secret Service would handle you.
这个美国的FBI那些会立刻来找你。
Because he's not your buddy like that.
因为他不是好像你做朋友。
But we have that kind of access to God because we come in Jesus' name.
但我们能够跟神这个天父有这样的关系，因为我们是奉神耶稣基督的名。
That's why we close our prayers and we say, in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
所以我们祈祷的时候，我们结尾就说，我们是奉耶稣基督的名。
Not in the Virgin Mary's name.
不是说圣母的名,
not in your own name.
不是我们奉我们自己的名去祈祷,
not in your family name.
我们不是奉我们自己的名去祈祷,
not in your job title.
不是因为我的职位奉我的名去祈祷,
and no other name can you approach this king other than Jesus' name.
没有世界上任何人可以值得好像奉耶稣基督的名一样。
Pastor Tim Keller once said,
Pastor Tim Keller说,
the only person who dares wake up a king at 3 a.m. for a glass of water is his child.
就说一个人能够在3点钟凌晨叫醒个王的人，那个唯一的人就是他的仔。
We have that kind of access.
我们就好像这个小孩子一样。
Have you thought about how audacious a claim that is?
有没有看到这个很大胆的去讲呢?
When you would start your prayer with, my father,
当我们去祈祷的时候说，我们的天父,
what right do we have?
我们有什么权呢?
We've sinned against him.
我们有什么权呢? 我们犯罪的人,
we've disrespected him.
我们不尊重他,
we've disregarded him.
我们不理他,
we've rebelled against him.
我们背叛他,
we've broken his law.
我们犯罪,
we have lived for our own selfish desires and not his will.
我们活着自己的私欲，不是为着他的旨意。
And yet Jesus was the one who died for our sins so that we can be forgiven and reconciled to God. He prayed this in the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing that his mission was go to the cross and die. He said, Father, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless not my will, but your will be done.
然后他说, 让这个杯离开我，但不要照着我的意思，而照着你的意思。
He prayed then like he taught his disciples to pray.
他这样去讲，也都是教导他的门徒，同样的去祷告。
And it's because Jesus prayed that prayer and went to the cross, rose from the dead, that we can have the strongest confidence when we say, O Father, and the King of the universe hears us.
就是同样的耶稣的祷告，他是这样在十字架上死。 死里复活，他好似去呼叫神的时候最强的信心。
That is why we pray in His name.
所以为什么我们祈祷说奉耶稣的名祈祷。
It's not only that, but knowing that He loves us and always hears us.
不单止一样，不单止祂会听，也会转向我们。
And turns His face to us.
祂转向祂的面，转向望着我们。
But it's actually Jesus who prays for us.
实际上是耶稣，他为着我们去祈祷。
Do you know that right now Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of the Father?
你知不知道现在耶稣已经坐在神父神的右边？
Praying for us right now.
现在是为着我们去祷告。
It says as in Hebrews 7:25,
希伯来书第7章25节讲到，
consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
所以凡靠着他进入神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着，替他们祈求。
The reason why our prayers are heard and answered,
为什么我们的祷告会是被听，会被答允呢？
is not because of our effort or eloquent words,
不是因为我们所说的什么说话，不是因为我们能够多虔诚的祈祷。
Rather, despite their weakness, their infrequency, and our stammering,
而其实我们的祈祷是多么软弱，我们多么没有很尽心的去祈祷。
God hears and answers us because Jesus prays for us.
神去答允我们的祷告，听我们的祷告，因为是耶稣基督的名，耶稣基督为着我们祷告。
And the reason why we will shun hypocrisy and we will glorify His name and will desire His kingdom,
而我们怎么能够去，我们去荣耀祂的名，我们能够去避开这个假冒为善，我们能够渴慕天国。
And we will start owning our sins is because Jesus prays that everything that He bought for us in our salvation would come true.
我们首先的就是基督徒，我们是知道我们自己人的有罪，我们是耶稣基督为他祷告。
And that is why we will not fall away.
所以我们不会跌倒。
And that is why your faith does not fail.
所以你的信心不会去跌倒。
Even though when it feels like all the powers of hell and darkness are upon you.
你觉得这个世界是充满着黑暗，充满着这个挫败。
Because Jesus is victorious over Satan and prays for us.
而让我们知道就是在耶稣其实已经是战胜这个撒旦，已经是战胜这个死亡，为着我们祷告。
I hope that would give you the confidence and the desire to pray this day.
可以，所以希望今天早上能够俾到你一个信心同埋渴望去祈祷。
When we see what love God has for us, that we are called His children.
让我哋明白就话神叫我哋俾我哋有一个儿女嘅名称。
That our blood-bought relationship with God takes every person of the Trinity.
而我哋系用血所买回来嘅，我哋系有一个同神呢个三位一体嘅神有一个关系。
Notice I've been building up to it, and so let me just spell it out for us.
让我去解释给你知。
We pray to the Father in the name of His Son Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit.
就话我哋去向住父去祈祷，奉耶稣基督嘅名，藉着耶稣。
Say again, we pray to the Father in the name of His Son Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit.
就话我哋向父神去祷告，奉耶稣基督嘅名，藉着圣灵嘅工作嘅能力。
Every time we pray, there is divine work that is happening.
所以每次我祈祷的时候，我哋有一个事发生。
It is a triune God at work in us.
就我每次祈祷的时候，这个三位一体的神，每一次嘅都是一个工作。
And so let our thoughts of God move us into prayer.
就话这个三位一体的神去帮助我哋，去推使我哋去祈祷。
The one who hears our prayer.
那位是听我哋嘅神。
The one who helps us to pray.
那位是帮助我哋祈祷嘅神。
And all because He is the one who prays for us first.
最重要的就是那位 是为着我们祈祷的神。
Amen, let's pray.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Our Father in heaven, great is your name.
我们天父上帝的神，我们荣耀都是你的名。
Lord, we pray for your kingdom to come in Queens as it is in heaven.
我们求祈你的国去降临。
Lord, you know our needs and our desires and our troubles.
你知道我们的需要，你知道我们的错误。
Would you provide for us in every way? You are loving Father, ask from your hand.
你是天上父的神，你知道帮助我们每一个方法。
And Lord, forgive us our sins as we have forgiven others.
主啊，父啊，求你去叫我们去饶恕别人，好像你去饶恕我们一样。
Protect us from evil and help us to fight temptation.
让我们不要遇见这个凶恶，让我们都能够去得到你的帮助。
And pray all these things in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Amen.